Hey, welcome back to Embracing Her Faith podcast. This is Rainey Avila, your host. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I just want to let you guys know that my husband did have surgery today and it went really good. He is at home resting, so we're just praying for a speedy recovery and hope that everything goes well. Also, I do want to say thank you so much for my listeners, and thank you for hanging in there with me. I'm so grateful to have this podcast. It's actually helped me a lot to learn about the Lord and about myself. And I'm just on this journey just like you are, and I'm no better than anybody else. I'm here to learn. I'm here to be able to have that relationship with the Lord, just like, you know, all moms want that relationship with the Lord, because it helps life much easier, especially when you're going through some things. So actually, this episode, we're going to be talking about anxiety and how us as a Christian mom, how we are able to handle anxiety and how we can use the Bible and prayer and just so many things to help us get through anxiety. So if you're ready for this episode, just grab your coffee or your earbuds and let's get started. Hola and hello. This is Embracing Her Faith podcast. I'm Rainey Avila, follower of Christ, boy mama, wife, and juggler of 5 million things, because that's what us moms do. If you're done feeling like you have no purpose or feeling like you want a stronger relationship with the Lord, but you just don't know how, if you're ready to let all your insecurities, doubts, and fears stop taking over your mind and to bring Jesus in your life to discover peace and serenity, well, have I got the podcast for you. Pop in those earbuds, sip on that coffee, and keep folding that laundry that you promised to do, because we're getting straight into it. All right, so let's get started in today's episode. So the reason why I wanted to talk about anxiety today was because I feel like there's so many people out there who suffer with anxiety. So many people who know they have it, and there's so many people out there who don't know they have it, or they think they know they have it. But I feel like there's so much misinformation out there about having anxiety or depression or some kind of mental illness as a Christian, that people look at it as if you have anxiety, then there must be something you're doing wrong, or maybe there's a sin that you're into and that's causing it, you know, causing you to have anxiety or depression. And I feel like that's definitely not true. So many people suffer with this mental illness because it started out when they were younger, especially people who had a really bad childhood or who grew up and something traumatic happened. Children develop these mental illnesses when they're really young. According to the CDC, approximately 7% of children between the ages of 3 to 17 years old have diagnosed anxiety. And that's diagnosed anxiety. What about all the other kids out there who were not diagnosed with anxiety? It just makes you think, because you just grow up in this childhood, this bad childhood, and you don't even know you have these mental illnesses until you're older. And then you have to try to kind of learn how to control them. So no, just because you have anxiety, that doesn't mean that you're a bad Christian. That doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. So that's one thing that I feel like people really need to clarify just because we do have these mental illnesses does not mean that you're a bad person or that you're doing something that you're not supposed to do. So what is anxiety? Anxiety is the intense, excessive, and persistent worry and fear about everyday situations. So pretty much the what ifs about life. And that really, really automatically makes me think about moms. I know I'm a mom, but I use that word all the time with my husband. I am such a worry bug. I worry about everything. My questions are starting with what ifs all the time. Well, what if this happens? Or what if he catches this? Or what if he falls? I catch myself doing these things, and at that moment, I don't even realize I'm doing it. But if you're a mom and you use what if all the time, it could be a sign of anxiety, because we worry a lot as a mother. We worry about our children. We worry about our husbands, our families, even our other parts of the family, our brothers, our sisters, our moms, our dads. So it's a lot of weight to carry as a parent, because there right now, there's just so many things going on in this world. And if you don't say what if, it's like, are you okay? Because there's just so many things to worry about right now. And I feel like women and moms and just any female, they are very much worry bugs. And I always think, well, how come I feel like I worry so much? And how come I feel like my husband doesn't worry as much as I do? Sometimes I don't even sleep. That's how much I worry. And then I saw an article that says that researchers say that the time a girl reaches puberty to the age of 50, she is twice as more likely to develop anxiety. A woman's flight or fight response is more easily activated and stays activated longer than a man's, partly due to progesterone and estrogen. So another thing is the female brain, it doesn't process serotonin as quickly. And serotonin is what controls the mood, our moods. So women, moms, we are more likely to develop anxiety, because that's what anxiety pretty much is. It's the what ifs. And that just describes a mom right there. So I know that people deal with anxiety differently, and I know there's different responses to anxiety. Some people talk in their sleep. Some people hallucinate. Some people sleepwalk. Some people get headaches. Some people start hyperventilating or just feeling their heart racing. There's just so many different things. And I noticed when I was younger, as for me, I noticed that my anxiety was when I started sleepwalking at night and I started talking in my sleep, and it got pretty bad, and it stayed with me when I got older. I used to do it when I was in my 20s. So, but I haven't sleepwalked in a really long time, which I'm hoping that it's getting better. I know anxiety doesn't really leave. You kind of deal with it in your own way, and it helps your mind to understand that it does get better if you deal with it correctly. So I used to get up at night and just walk in my sleep. I just didn't even know what I was doing. And sometimes my brothers and sisters or my dad would try to wake me up, which is really not what you're supposed to do when you're sleepwalking. But it got pretty bad, and I knew I was sleepwalking, but I didn't really understand, of course, at that age, that it was due to me having anxiety. And I, like I said, I did have a really bad childhood, so I know it triggered in some kind of way. And, you know, me as an adult, I try to handle it as much as I can because I know those triggers can come back, especially me having children, because me as a mom, I don't want my children to go through the same thing I went through. So it's like you have to control these things in some kind of way. So let's look at what the Bible says about anxiety and about worry. So let's look at Philippians 4. We're going to read 4 through 7 in the King James Bible. So it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So this is pretty much saying, or Paul is describes joy and thankfulness as a necessity to cure our minds from strongholds of anxiety, which enables us to understand that we need God to be able to get through these things. No, it's not like a cure, but it helps us to understand that, yes, just because we are Christians doesn't mean that we're not going to have these feelings of worry or these feelings of fear. We are in this world, and being in this world, we're already prone to these things. These things are going to happen no matter if you're the best Christian ever. That doesn't mean you're not going to have these hardships. These hardships are going to come no matter what. And you having anxiety, it's harder because you have to be able to control these things that run through your mind. And when we go through these things, when we go through having anxiety, we need to be able to wrestle with God. We can't wrestle in our own strength because our strength can take so much. We are human and we live in broken bodies. Our body is weak. So we need to have the help of God to be able to get through these things, through these fears, through the suffering that we do go through. So that doesn't mean just because you have anxiety or if it's triggered, that doesn't mean you give up. You don't just get tossed into a corner and just stay there. You do have to train your mind. One thing you do need to do is try to identify what is triggering your anxiety. You want to know what's triggering it. What is causing your heart to race? What is causing those sleepless nights? Anxiety is a distraction. It's a distraction because the devil knows that in order to get to you, he needs to get to your mind. And if he gets to your mind and if he can take a hold of it, then he knows he can get you. He knows that if he has your mind, then he has everything. So we need to make sure to guard our minds. And that means prayer. That means worship. That means being around people who can lift up your spirits and to be able to get the word of God. Like I said earlier, no, it's not going to cure you, but it is going to make you stronger. Every single time you feed your mind with the word of God, it's like you have that protection. You have the armor of God put on you. You remind yourself of the goodness of the promises that God has for you. And it helps you get through everyday life every single day. So the next time you do have those moments, you do have those triggers, you're able to get through them. You're able to see yourself on the other side. No, it won't stop you because you have that armor. You have the word. You can fight back. you don't need to be stuck in that corner and just let the devil just keep you there, because you don't have to stay there. You have to guard your mind, feed it what it needs, feed it all the good thing, all the promises that God has for you. So don't let the devil take a hold of your mind, because you have something, you have someone that can defeat it. So talking about these worries, let's take a look at what the Bible says in Matthew 6:25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? God talks about our worries in our life. So when we get these anxiety triggers, like I said, it talks about us being worried about something. Do not worry about what we are going to eat tomorrow. Do not worry about if we have clothes for tomorrow. God tells us that He will take care of us, just like He takes care of the fowls of the air. He takes care of them. They don't think about what they're going to eat tomorrow, because He is God. He controls everything. He's here for us. So just because you do have anxiety, that does not make you less of a Christian than anybody else. It does not say that you're the lowest of the lowest. That doesn't mean that. It just means that, yes, in this life, you do have to fight a little bit harder than everybody else. But that doesn't mean that you're lower of a Christian than anybody else. God loves all of us the same. You are no different than anybody else. It just means you're fighting a little bit harder. And that's okay. That is okay that you have to fight a little bit harder, because you are trying to do better for yourself. You're trying to let God hear you, and He does hear you. And that's why you do need to have the word all the time, as much as you can, because it helps you to become stronger mentally and spiritually. Alrighty, guys, thank you so much. I do want to close today in a prayer just for anybody out there who is suffering with anxiety. I understand you, and I know what you're going through, and you are not any less than anybody else. Just keep fighting the fight. Don't let yourself think that your battle has lost, because it has not. As long as you have the Lord in your life, you can still fight that battle. Don't ever think you can't. Alrighty. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for a beautiful day. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for keeping us going. In this world, we just have so many people out there suffering with these mental illnesses. But that doesn't mean that we stop loving you. We just have to keep you in our minds, so you can help our minds stay stronger and help us to see that you're there and that you'll always be there. Thank you for pushing us every day onto the path you want us to go. Thank you for just being there and just for guiding us. Thank you for this podcast, God. I just hope that somebody out there is being blessed. And I hope that somebody is, you know, taking these words that I say to the heart, and that I'm doing this just to help other people out there that's just like me. So thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for just letting us have this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, guys, thank you for being here till the end of the episode. And next Tuesday, we'll have a new episode up. All right, you guys have a fantastic week. Bye. Hey, sweet friend, if this podcast blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to read your sweet reviews on my podcast before the episodes begin. You can also help by sharing on your social media. If you would like to tag me, I'm on Facebook as Rainy Avila. Or share this episode with a friend if you think it would bless them in any way. I'm so thankful for you guys and love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. God bless your faithful friend, Rainy.